Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Katie. She's a fanfic writer and a calligraphy artist. Be sure to check out her stuff on AO3 and on Tumblr at Rayo Calligraphy. So without further ado, welcome to episode 30 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hi everyone, I'm Katie, a fanfic writer and calligraphy artist in the Star Wars fandom. You can find me at Raylo Calligraphy on Tumblr and AO3, or at Raylo Callig on Twitter. I got into Star Wars fairly late. I remember that my parents liked Star Wars and mentioned it, but somehow I never got around to watching it. In 8th grade, my English teacher made a lot of Star Wars references I didn't understand, like when he mimicked Yoda's speech pattern or Jar's voice. And I remember I felt very left out, very curious about these references, so I binged all of the saga movies, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, in 1 week during a holiday. And I absolutely loved all of it. I remember I was like sitting on the edge of my seat, mouth open, leaning forward, completely stunned and engrossed when Luke shot his final shot into the Death Star, eyes closed. All of that amazing memories still very much imprinted in my head. A New Hope is still my favorite Star Wars movie to this date, simply because of this astounding, groundbreaking storytelling that I've never witnessed before Star Wars. After that, I was pretty passive about my love for Star Wars, but I did go to watch The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi in theaters. After my first watch of The Last Jedi, I did a whole marathon at home of all the Star Wars movies, which included my first time watching Rogue One. And then after this marathon, I went back to theaters and rewatched The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi honestly revived my love for Star Wars. I was truly blown away by the incredible storytelling, all the character development, how it transcended all expectations to deliver an unexpected, fantastic storyline, which is what Star Wars should be and what Star Wars is about. I felt like a kid again, hanging on the edge of my seat during the entire throne room scene. Star Wars is about unexpected, unpredictable twists. The whole time I was just frantically torn on what's gonna happen. Will Rey die? Will Snoke kill Kylo if he doesn't kill Rey? The Last Jedi brought us some of the most amazing scenes in all of Star Wars, with the throne room scene, Holdo's maneuver, Battle of Crait, and seriously, the movie just reignited the spark in me that loves Star Wars so much. Previously, when I was younger, after I'd watched all the movies, I harbored a love and interest for Star Wars, but I was pretty passive about it. I didn't actively seek to engage with fandom before The Last Jedi. I only discussed it with my family sometimes, bought some merch, or just kept it to myself mostly. But after The Last Jedi, I felt the need to talk about Star Wars with someone, so I sought out Tumblr because I heard it was a community with a lot of fandoms on it. The release of The Last Jedi also coincided with when I had just begun learning calligraphy as a fun hobby on the side. So I had an idea of, what if I combined my interests in both? So I began to post calligraphy of quotes from The Last Jedi and other Star Wars movies, especially those related to Reylo, which is the ship of Rey and Kylo Ren. The first calligraphy piece I did was a quote of, "You're not alone, neither are you," from the Force Bond scene in The Last Jedi. And I received a lot of support and encouragement from other Reylos in the fandom, so I kept doing calligraphy. Like I remember doing the quotes of, "You're nothing but not to me, we are what we grow beyond, the belonging you seek is not behind you, it is ahead," and some fun ones like, "It's all in the movie," the Rian Johnson quote, or "Across the Stars." After that, I also became exposed to Reylo fanfiction on AO3, which stands for Archive of Our Own. It was a platform I was completely new to, generally a ship and fandom I was completely new to reading fanfiction for. And I quickly fell in love with so many fics. I don't think I've ever read as much as I did in the January after The Last Jedi was released. I remember just browsing the like updated lists, every type of trope, trying to devour as much reading as I could. I felt very inspired to do something for these fanfics that I really liked. I couldn't do art, so I decided to make calligraphy. I did calligraphy for quotes I really liked from certain fanfictions, the titles of fanfictions, so I could spread the word about these stories and share with more people so they could read it. And I did all of this in different calligraphy styles I wanted to learn and experiment with, so it was fun for me to do as well, to practice. I caught the attention of many or some writers in the fandom because I guess it's not that common to receive or see calligraphy for fanfictions. So I was very fortunate to be invited to a Discord server called The Writing Den, surrounded by other fanfiction writers, all really passionate about Star Wars and writing. And there, even though I've never really done creative writing in this way before, they encouraged and inspired me to write. And so I did. My first fanfiction was a Reylo alternate universe where they're set as Olympic swimmers. And after that, I did a lot of one-shots, continuing either alternate universe ones or even some canon-verse ones. Just a lot of ideas I had about where the story could go or what could happen with these characters that I got to put into writing. Some of my ongoing stories is a Hogwarts AU, like Rey and Kylo are both Hogwarts students, and this story is called Unwritten Oaths. And I have a Finn Rose story as well called Letters of Love. It's a Finn Rose version of a story inspired by the book and movie To All the Boys I Loved Before. We've done fic exchanges where writers request prompts they want to read and exchange these prompts with other writers, and we write fics based on other people's requested prompts, so it's like a Secret Santa in a way. So much fun. And we've also done just regular prompts, a lot of inspiration, talent, and ideas being exchanged across the fandom. And I've really loved this all. A lot of the fandom now has shifted over from Tumblr to Twitter. I use Twitter more now as well because it's easier to use, but I'm still active on both platforms. In general, I really love sharing other Star Wars art, fic, meta, podcasts, any type of creative work in this fandom because I really love to spread such incredible talent and spread positivity as a whole. I've never seen or been a part of such a talented, multi-creative form fandom before, and I really have loved my experience as a whole with it. Star Wars has had an enormous impact on my life. Besides affecting just my room decor and laptop sticker selection, it's made me learn to appreciate cinematic storytelling in such groundbreaking, new, unexpected ways. It has also made me a better writer and artist in how my time engaging with the fandom has gone. I've visibly seen my writing improve with the feedback I receive from other writers, my betas, which are like my editors, and other readers in this fandom. I'm actually a current college student studying STEM subjects. This semester, I applied to and got accepted into my university's creative writing workshop, which is something I could never have done if it weren't for the Star Wars fandom and the fanfiction writing communities I'm a part of, for all of their inspiration, encouragement, feedback, and help. I've been able to interact and virtually meet so many brilliant and supportive individuals as well in this fandom, all with a diverse range of talents and interests. And they've had a huge impact on my life, from supporting my writing and calligraphy to just being all around amazing people I like to chat with every day. I've forged genuine friendships with many people in this fandom, and I greatly look forward to hopefully meeting them one day in person. What am I most looking forward to this year in Star Wars? The obvious answer is The Rise of Skywalker. A month ago, I attended my local Comic-Con, cosplaying as how I imagined Rey would be if she had fallen to the dark side. And not even a week later, the dark Rey footage drops at D23. I was super hyped for this. I'm really curious about how that fits into the movie. I'm also particularly interested in the ending of The Rise of Skywalker. It's the culmination of a saga. It needs to tie together this trilogy as well as all three trilogies, and I'm super excited about both of these things from a storytelling perspective and from a Star Wars fan perspective. I'm thrilled about The Mandalorian. The trailer looks incredible. Of course, super excited for the Obi-Wan series. I'm also crossing my fingers for a Dark Rey Funko Pop. Hopefully, come on Funko Pop, please to get this done. And lastly, I know that this isn't quite this year, but I'm super looking forward to Star Wars Celebration next August. I will be there, really looking forward to meeting a lot of my digital friends in this fandom, and many others from the Star Wars fandom. Would love to meet you. Thank you for listening. I wanted to give a huge thank you to Lipstick and Lightsabers, Alex and Shannon, for inviting me onto this show. I absolutely love this show. I think I've listened to pretty much every episode by now. And every single episode is so inspiring to hear and listen to. This was so much fun. Thank you, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity. Come find me at Raylo Calligraphy on Tumblr and AO3, and at Raylo Callig on Twitter. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Katie, and you can find her at Raylo Callig on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story to lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making the show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter at lip_lightsabers and myself at Alex Leonis. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!